Report: Eagles player robbed, assaulted at gunpoint amid crime wave. By Amy Farr on March 4, 2023. Two suspects allegedly robbed and assaulted Eagles wide receiver Zach Pascal in Upper Marlboro, Maryland, early Friday. Law enforcement officials in Prince George's County say the duo approached Pascal, then grabbed a diamond necklace while pointing a gun at the football player, according to the New York Post. At the scene, he was reportedly treated for minor injuries. Now, authorities are searching for the suspects connected to the alleged incident. Meanwhile, social media users expressed their opinions on the report. One person writing, "Before I even opened the article to read it, I knew it had to have happened in PG County or Baltimore. Ain't life grand in the big guys America?" And zero, their user said. Apparently referring to the crime wave sweeping across the country while under President Joe Biden's D watch. The incident reportedly happened outside Pascal's home at around 2:25 a.m. All Things DCMDBA noted in a social media post. "Hope he's okay. Same happened to my buddy few years back in this area," one commenter replied. The Eagles have reportedly spoken with Pascal, who was born in Upper Marlboro, and were happy to hear he is doing fine. According to a Gallup article published in October, Americans are more likely now than at any time over the past five decades to say there is more crime in their local area than there was a year ago. The 56% of U.S. adults who report an increase in crime where they live marks a 5 percentage point uptick since last year and is the highest by 2 points in Gallup's trend dating back to 1972, the report said. Meanwhile, the majority of American voters lay blame at the feet of woke politicians for the crime wave plaguing the nation, according to an October poll. The latest Harvard/Harris poll shows that 64% of voters say woke politicians are responsible for an increase in crime across American communities, while only 36% blame other factors, Breitbart News reported.